Jake's going with the green wave here. I like that. You know, they did beat they actually beat LSU twice. They they beat him in a midweek game in New Orleans as well, and in Baton Rouge. They know how to get the job done. Next up, we're going to go to Fort Worth. The four teams here are TCU, Oral Roberts, Gonzaga, and Arizona State. Needless to say, the Horned Frogs are the favorite here, obviously because they're hosting.
Yeah, I think they should cruise here. I mean, I really think Oral Roberts may be the biggest threat. I mean, Gonzaga seems like they've just sort of been sort of stuck in this, I don't know, borderline two seed all year. Haven't really made much of a run towards the host or anything. And they, of course, Arizona State just allowed, 30 runs to USD on Sunday. So TCU is obviously playing well right now. They just won the Big 12. It's a more impressive offensive team than Schloss-Nichols had in the past. And the rotation seems to be getting healthier with Mitchell Traver getting back the last month or so. I'm going to go TCU 3-0 here.
All right, going with the Horned Frogs. Next up, we're going to go to the home of the defending national champions, Virginia hosts. They will be joined by William & Mary, East Carolina, and a Bryant team that has had a really good year in the Northeast Conference.
Yeah, Virginia is a favorite here, but it could get interesting. I mean, East Carolina won a series there back in February. That was a long time ago, but they can score again with a lot of people. I think that Virginia did get a pretty soft four, and William & Mary obviously had to come back from 7 runs down against Virginia Wilson with the Colonial, and they wouldn't have been even close to an at-large. Bryant seems like a pretty good offense. It's hard to know, really, when you're playing, half your games against above RPI 200 teams. So, I mean, I'm not necessarily that high on Virginia. Their rotation's kind of iffy. After Connor Jones, it's not that great, but I don't really think TCU is either, and it's hard to know about Bryant. So, I'm going to go Virginia here.
All right, going with a safe pick again. Let's move to Lafayette. Louisiana Lafayette's there with Princeton, Sam Houston State, and Arizona.
Yeah, this doesn't seem like a different Lafayette team than we've seen in the past. I mean, what their team from, I think it was 2014, their national seed was kind of absurd offensively. They stole a lot of bases and a lot of home runs. Seems like more of a pitching defense team this year. I think they're a solid favorite here. I mean, Arizona, if they hold Nathan Bannister from Friday, they may have a chance there. But I think Lafayette at home, go on the mound, I think they're a solid favorite.
All right, and our final regional is the Columbia Regional. South Carolina hosting. They'll be joined by Rhode Island. Duke, who's in the tournament for the first time since 1961, I believe. What a drought the Blue Devils, though, get in. And UNC Wilmington is there as well. So, the Gamecocks advance, or could one of those North Carolina teams surprise them?
They didn't get the easiest of draws, but, I mean, Wilmington, it's very good offense, but I think you're going to have to pitch with South Carolina if anybody didn't want a regional from them in Columbia. And, you know, Duke does have arms, but it just seems like one of those happy-to-be-there type of thing. And, I mean, South Carolina could get pushed in the opener, but I see them going through here pretty easily.
All right, Tucker, before I let you go, let me go ahead and hear from you the 8 teams that will make it to Omaha.
All right, so I've got Miami over Tulane, and that's super, so that's Miami. And then Mississippi State. And then I've got South Carolina winning at Clemson just because of the pitching advantage, I think. And then I've got Louisville. And then Texas A&M, Virginia. I've got Coastal winning at LSU. I just really like their offense right now. I think they could surprise them. Seems like they're on the verge of kind of jumping over the hump into Omaha. And then I've got Florida over Florida State. I think that's a pretty easy one there.
And then who's again, it's early, it could change, but who would you pick right now to win the national championship of those 8?
I'd go Louisville over Florida. I mean, Louisville's just the starting pitching is so good right now. And when you get Omaha, you only got to use, 2 or 3 I don't think I'd go Louisville.
All right. Well, Tucker, great having you on to share your insight. Really enjoyed all this discussion. May try to get you on here in a couple of weeks when it gets right before the College World Series gets started and have you on to preview those games. Take care of yourself. Enjoy the action, and good luck to your Wolfpack. And I'm assuming you're going to be at the Dope this weekend, right?
Oh, yeah, long game, yeah.
All right. Tucker Blankenship here on the Seth Eve Sports Podcast.